Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of sports motivation. Now, I know what you're thinking, sports motivation. Isn't that just about scoring goals or hitting home runs? Well, hold onto your hats because today we're diving into something much deeper. We're talking about burnout, that sneaky feeling that creeps in when you're pushing too hard, chasing that elusive perfect life. Ever feel like you're running a marathon every day just to keep up? You know the feeling, the constant fatigue, the lack of motivation, the creeping sense that you're drowning in a sea of DDoS. Yeah, I get it, because we've all been there. But here's the thing. Burnout isn't about weakness, it's about pushing yourself beyond your limits. And guess what? You don't have to be an athlete to experience it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and constant productivity, but neglecting our well-being is a recipe for disaster. So, how do we break free from this burnout cycle and find that sweet spot of balance? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your energy and reignite your passion. Number 1. Recognize the warning signs. Listen up. Burnout doesn't just appear out of thin air. It whispers at first, then shouts in your ear when it's had enough. You might feel exhausted all the time, even after a good night's sleep. Maybe you're losing interest in things you used to enjoy, or you find yourself snapping at people more easily. Feeling cynical and detached? Boom. That's burnout calling its name. The key is to catch those whispers early on before they turn into a roar. Number 2. Set realistic expectations. This one's tough, because society often tells us we need to be doing a million things at once. We're bombarded with messages about achieving your best and living your dream life. But here's the truth. You don't have to do it all, and you can't pour from an empty cup. Take a step back and prioritize what truly matters. What are your core values? What brings you joy? Focus on those things and let go of the rest. Remember, quality over quantity always wins. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. In today's fast-paced world, our minds are constantly racing from one thought to the next. Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath, your senses, or even a short meditation. It can help calm your mind, reduce stress, and increase your sense of well-being. You'll be surprised how much the simple practice can change your perspective. Number 4. Schedule time for self-care. This isn't about indulging in bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nurturing your mind, body, and soul. It could be going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a break from screens. Make time for activities that recharge you and bring you joy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Number 5. Don't be afraid to ask for help. You don't have to go through this alone. If you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling to cope, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or coach. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly liberating and provide valuable support. Remember, there's no shame in seeking help when you need it. You know, I remember this time when I was training for a big race. I was so focused on pushing myself harder, running longer distances, that I completely neglected my sleep and nutrition. I was dragging myself through each day, feeling constantly exhausted and irritable. Sound familiar? Then one day, I hit a wall. Literally. During a training run, I felt dizzy and lightheaded and had to pull over. That's when it hit me I had burned myself out. So, what did I do? I took a step back, listened to my body, and made some changes. I prioritized sleep, started eating healthy meals, and incorporated mindfulness practices into my routine. Slowly but surely, I felt my energy levels returning, and my motivation came back stronger than ever. It was a hard lesson learned, but it taught me the importance of balance and self-care. Now, remember this. Overcoming burnout is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but by implementing these 5 key takeaways, recognizing the warning signs, setting realistic expectations, practicing mindfulness, scheduling time for self-care, and asking for help when you need it, you can reclaim your energy, find balance, and live a more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Go for a walk in nature, read a good book, or simply take a few deep breaths. You deserve to feel your best. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from it and leave us a review. Until next time, keep pushing forward and remember your well-being matters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.